Yeah. I don't know what you just said. Oh, I see. Okay, they're looking at stuff. All right. Justin, you came in late. Can I hold you off to the end? Because Mel needs to go. Okay, so we're doing Mel next. And then I'm going to do Rowan, because Rowan runs this university, and I'm afraid we're going to, you know, fall into a creek or something if we don't let him back to work. This here is Mel Levitsky.
Okay, well, let me just be very quick here and see if there are questions about it. Because you can, I think the syllabus, as I recall, Amy, syllabus is available from last year. Yeah, so you can see what the course is about. It's 14 sessions, which is essentially 7 weeks. But because of various little glitches in the schedule, I just do it for 14 sessions. So it's a little bit more than through half the course. And it's on issues in U.S. National security. Now, what I try to do is I believe that my value to the university is not from my scholarly work that I've done, but basically from the practical work that I did in the government, which I've now had to retool a little bit, quite a bit, in fact, to bring into it some rigors of scholarship as well. Not that the government isn't scholarly, although that is a question, I guess. But in any case, what I try to do is two things. One, obviously, learning. I call it learning and training. Learning in the sense of the issues, which are important. We talk about what part human rights, for example, plays in U.S. foreign policy, what part it should play. We talk about civil-military relations, key issue today when we're involved in a couple of war zones, and where the military is stationed in 50 places around the world doing various things like training. So the issue of civil-military relations is an important one. We look at the structure of national security, how it's put together, what the National Security Council looks like, how it functions, and general regional questions. I try to do the general part first in the first part of the course, and then look at some specific questions involving U.S. relationships with what I would call the big players around, rivalries, partnerships. So we look at U.S.-Russian relations, U.S.-Chinese relations, U.S. relations with NATO and cooperation and coordination with NATO as well. And then the learning part has to do with these issues. The training part has to do with policy analysis, trying to understand what issues are all about, particularly if they're, as it with many of you, and many people that have taken my, students who have taken my course, have not had a thorough grounding in international relations. So there's a little bit of trepidation about doing this with a former ambassador, which I find kind of comical, really. But in any case, the idea of how we can get to the core of issue, try to figure out what the major elements are, and then apply it in a policy analytical way to what would be good outcome, good solutions, good recommendations, look at best practices. So I use three case studies to do this. Then I usually pick an important current issue to do, to have. So in the case studies, we talk about what's required for the course. Case studies, I ask for a one-page policy paper for, I think, two of the three. So there are a couple of pages there. And then a little bit longer policy analytical paper on a current issue. Last year, I chose President Obama's address to the Muslim world and had students then analyze what it possibly could mean, how it would translate into programs and policies within the foreign policy national security structure. So what kinds of things could be done to implement the ideas that President Obama put out to the Muslim world in the address that he made in that he gave in Cairo. And then a final five-page policy memorandum on a subject to be negotiated between myself and each individual student. So when I did this the first time here, this used to be I used to teach this in a full session, but I had to kind of cull it down. So I did this the first time. Several students said, "You're giving us more work." I didn't think that was a lot of work, but they said, I forget that you're taking other things besides my course. I just leave that. That's for other people to worry about. So you get 2 credits for it instead of a credit and a half. They petitioned for 2 credits. I said, fine, if you think it's too much, then go make a case for it. So that's essentially what the course is all about. You would hope by hone your analytical skills. I'm very big on discussion, not lectures. I talk a little bit, but I like to get students involved, have them think about things, and a little bit of Socratic method used here, but mostly to try to get the ideas coming out in terms of how you can be persuasive in presenting arguments, whether they're good arguments, what makes up a good argument, what makes up good policy, what would be in the national interest of the United States in particular situations. So let me stop there if there are any questions.
Okay. Thank you.
What?